singer-songwriter Chris Thiele and his radio show, Live From Here, will be live from here in Tempe on Saturday. This performance airs live here on KJZZ at 6 p.m. KJZZ's Sarah Ventry caught up with Chris Thiele ahead of his performance here in the Valley this weekend.
I want to talk all about your performance here in Tempe on Saturday, but let's start by talking about the Oscars. I was very excited to see you up there backing up Sufjan Stevens. Tell me how that came together.
Well, it turns out I played on the actual song for the movie. I just was unaware that it had become a movie song and one that was nominated for Best Original Song at that. It was.
You were unaware of it?
He emailed me. Yeah, I really didn't know. I played on the session, but I didn't really know what it was for. And then he emailed me saying, "Hey, what are you doing on March 4th? I said, "Nothing. I think my wife has an Oscar party scheduled or something."
And that party just got a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, it got bigger. Got a lot bigger. He laid it out there, and I listened to the finished product and then realized it was part of this movie and that it was actually kind of a big part of the movie and everything. And yeah, so it was all a surprise to me, a very lovely surprise.
You're doing a lot of really cool things with Live From Here. For people who were fans of Prairie Home Companion, you know, it is the same show, but it's a different show. Talk a little bit about, I guess, sort of what makes it you and kind of what you're looking forward to doing.
Well, I think the first thing is of course that I'm a musician, so the show reflects that. There's this beautiful veil between literal expression, you know, just like what we're doing right now. We're trying to express ourselves. We're in conversation with each other. We're trying to say definite things. A song almost never says a totally concrete, definite thing about what's going on. It gives you building blocks with which to sort of construct meaning or to provide yourself with some relief in the form in which you need it most. So I like music being at the heart of this show and what drives it forward week in, week out. And when people show up to a show, the gift that you give to people like me when you come to a show, I mean, you are a collaborator. You're writing that song with us. It doesn't mean a whole lot until you show up. I write these songs or whatever I do, I can do it in my living room. You know, I can do it in my office. It's actually kind of like if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? It's that sort of thing. It's like it doesn't really feel like there's any song until someone else besides me hears it.
You took over the show from Garrison Keillor, who obviously now has a very complicated legacy.
Yeah.
What does that feel like for you?
Oh, that's crazy for me. But I just imagine how much crazier it is for all these people that I'm working with who I've worked with him for so long.
Obviously, like, Live From Here is very much your own show. But knowing that you're sort of the successor, I mean, I guess, is that kind of complicated to process publicly?
Yeah, very, very much so. You'll no doubt observe how complicated it is and me sort of trying to dance around it right now. I ultimately don't feel like it's my job to dissect it, but rather my job to the old cliche, the show must go on. And in that regard, my job is to continue to just try and put on a show, to provide that oasis and a place where we can just really try and enjoy being human together.
Well, Phoenix audiences will have an opportunity to be human together with you and to be collaborators in your performance. Live From Here with Chris Thiele will be live from Gamage Auditorium on this Saturday, March 10th. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was really enjoyable.